Dr. Brooks Blevins, professor of Ozark Studies at Missouri State University, gave a presentation on early farming in the Ozarks May 18th at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. Blevins says researching the Ozark way of life in the early 1800s can be challenging because very few pioneers left written records of their farming practices. One of the earliest written descriptions of pioneer Ozarkers is that of Henry Rose Schoolcraft, who traveled through the Ozarks in 1818 and 1819. Blevins says although Schoolcraft is best remembered as someone who had very few positive things to say about the Ozarks, he did leave some clues as to what early pioneer life was like.
One of the people that Schoolcraft encountered in north central Arkansas, I think in present-day Baxter County, just south of the Missouri state line, was the Wells family. The first image we get of the Wells family is that Schoolcraft and his partner come up on this cabin where their hides stretched on the cabin and stretched on poles out outside of the cabin. And it's obviously a cabin inhabited by hunters and trappers. But we also learn from Schoolcraft's account that the Wells family had several acres of ground in a state of cultivation.
When deciding on a place to settle, the original Ozark settlers looked for necessities such as water, timber, and accessibility of land by roads or rivers.
We often, I think, kind of romanticize our pioneers in the Ozarks and other places as people who just went out into the middle of nowhere and through their kind of hardiness or foolhardiness just survived. And that really didn't happen. It would have been kind of foolhardy to strike off out into the middle of Newton County somewhere in 1825 and settle on a hillside. That's why nobody did it.
Ozark pioneers survived by farming, hunting, and trapping. However, Blevins says many early settlers' main focus was raising livestock.
Throughout the most of the 19th century and well into the 20th century for many places was an open range area. You allowed your livestock to roam free, and it was your responsibility to put fences around your crops. That was part of the open range American tradition of agriculture. It was a very important part of life in the Ozarks, that ability, even if you didn't own any land, to have animals.
Farming practices varied throughout the Arkansas Ozarks. Factors like access to markets, soil fertility, and the terrain determined how and what kinds of crops farmers grew.
You're going to have more fertile soil in most places in Washington and Benton counties than you would have in most places outside of the creek bottoms and river bottoms in Newton County. So there are obviously going to be different kinds of farming to go on there, different amounts that you grow of certain things.
One thing that was common throughout all of the Ozarks was
the preeminence of corn. That was the thing. You just think of all the uses that our pioneer ancestors had for corn, and it's pretty amazing. Corn was used, obviously, to eat in a variety of ways, both for humans and for animals. You could use it for entertainment, kind of primitive artwork, corn shuck hats. It was the general all-purpose crop that you found throughout almost all of America.
For more information on future programs at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, visit springdalearc.org/Shiloh. That's springdalearc.org/Shiloh. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.